interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
It's an all-animal edition of I Can't Believe It's News this morning, and our first animal is the hippo. You don't want any part of a hippo on the loose. And that's what happened in Cape Town, South Africa the other day when a hippo escaped from a nature reserve and it busted through this fence and it went wandering through these residential streets. These are kind of like nice neighborhoods that we're talking about here too, where the hippo got loose and was going through these neighborhoods. Police pursued this hippo into a yard of a family's home. A homeowner says, it turned around and kind of ran up the road before it broke my wall as it tried to jump over it. And it did.
Just like
jump over it.
The Kool-Aid guy just busted through the wall.
The hippo's got hops. Police were able to herd the hippo back to the reserve. Thankfully, there were no injuries reported to humans or hippos, but this kind of thing, I guess, can happen in Africa. You can wake up one morning and you can find a hippo in your backyard. I was talking to the lady who cuts my hair yesterday. She's going to Florida. She hadn't been there, and I think it's only like the second time she's been there. And we were talking about gators and, you know, and how they got to deal with gators, and it's something that we don't ever have to even obviously consider. And we were wondering, like, does every school in Florida have to have like a fence around the field or something the playground? You can't just have gators wandering into the playground.
Well, I imagine any water retention pond for any kind of construction project, you know, where they always have some kind of runoff pond or something like that. You got to have a fence around all that or they take up residence. Yeah. They start squatting in there. Yeah. You have squatter gators.
You probably have to have teachers out on the playground on duty at all time with who knows what.
Yeah, speaking of things just walking into situations, I saw a little video of this kid just sitting there reading his book. It's like in India, and this leopard walks right through the open door, and the kid just kind of gets up, walks over and closes the door and walks out all cool and calm.
It's like India.
Nothing's happened.
I see these all the time.
In Kansas City, animal story number two, Kansas City, a goat needed to be rescued by firefighters after it busted out, and an animal shelter helped him get out of there. He got this goat there. They nicknamed him Spider Goat because he was stuck nearly 80 feet over a river on this concrete ledge of a bridge. If you can picture the outside edge of a bridge, it's kind of like it's kind of like the inside of an I-beam, you know, how you got like a little ledge, maybe a foot, and then it kind of goes up. And that goat had walked out on that ledge somehow, on that little part of the I-beam of that concrete, and walked out as far as he could. And then they said got to the uh-oh point and didn't really know what to do. And so this thing is 80 feet over the water, over this river, and they had to get the fire guys out there harness it up and all that kind of stuff.
Flying goat.
And try and get that damn spider goat off the bridge.
Kind of like how they were flying goats out of the Olympic National Park a few years ago.
They said that some guy had adopted the goat from the animal shelter. That's why the animal shelter got involved. And this thing had, like you said, jumped the fence and was gone.
And our third animal this morning, and I can't believe it's news, is a big dog. This is Goofy. Goofy is being sued. Disneyland is where we're going for this one, where a woman there says she has been permanently injured.
She wants some Disney dollars.
After Goofy fell on her. So the Goofy's at Disneyland, and the lady's at Disneyland, and the lady is trying to tie her daughter's shoe when Goofy walks directly in her way and topples onto the woman.
How was I supposed to see?
Sends her then falling face down onto the hard cement. Her attorney calls it the hard cement as opposed to what? The soft, the really soft stuff. And then Goofy loses his balance completely and falls with all of his Goofy body weight onto this woman. And she experienced, quote, severe, traumatic, debilitating, and permanent injuries from Goofy, though she did not specify the list of injuries she suffered. The lawsuit is, of course, naming Disneyland. They're also naming the Goofy, whoever was in Goofy's suit. And Goofy's handler is also a co-defendant. In fact, it seems, Brad, Goofy's handler is getting a lot of the blame here. The ladies,
it's like Shohei's interpreter.
Yep,
taking all the rap.
Yeah, the ladies' attorney says the handler failed to prevent the collision. You almost can't blame Goofy because Goofy
got that headset on.
Yeah, but he's got a big head on, and he can't, you know, he can't see things and see that well. And the handler has to help out.
You know, my dogs, you know, that they're their way of showing that they like you or they want to claim you is they'll come over and sit on your feet. You know, that's what they like to do. Maybe Goofy was just showing love.
Goofy will lay on top of you. I think that Disney would frown upon that. The characters
fraternizing with
laying on top of the female customers there on the Disney grounds.
Goofy.